Mixed martial arts is one of America's fastest-growing sports, and perhaps the most brutal. It was partly inspired by the action film star Bruce Lee, a Seattleite. Doug Merlino spent 2 years in the world of mixed martial arts to write Beast, Blood, Struggle, and Dreams at the Heart of Mixed Martial Arts. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
For people who aren't familiar with it, what is mixed martial arts?
So it's a fairly new sport, started a couple decades ago, that mixes aspects of different martial arts together. You have boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and jiu-jitsu. So the fight can take place either standing up, it can go to the mat, in which case the jiu-jitsu starts, and it can be finished either through a knockout or TKO or a submission hold.
And it's really a brutal sport.
Yeah, it's a combat sport. I mean, it gives that impression, especially because there's a lot of blood. The blood is generally the least serious part. It comes from cuts to the forehead that bleeds profusely, but doesn't really indicate any damage. A lot of injuries, but they're from knees and shoulders and whatnot, from the wrestling aspects.
And your book has a Western Washington connection for a couple of reasons. One of them is that Bruce Lee, the famous action star, actually was an inspiration for what became mixed martial arts. Why was he there?
Exactly. So Bruce Lee, besides being a movie star, was a very serious, dedicated martial artist. And he was very interested in examining mixed martial arts and figuring out what works. He worked on boxing, he worked on various submission holds and whatnot, and he developed a mixed martial art called Jeet Kune Do, which started mixing all these together. And he was doing that in Seattle before he went on to Hollywood and became an international star. And of course, many of his students remained here and taught that on to other generations.
So it sort of began here.
Yeah, this is definitely one of the heartlands.
Has that legacy that Bruce Lee left behind continued here in the Northwest? Is it still a very active martial arts scene?
Yes. So one of Bruce Lee's students was a police officer. His son has become one of the top coaches in the sport, Matt Hume. He works out of a gym in Kirkland. And in the 90s, he was training guys out of Kirkland, many of whom became future superstars, and one of whom stumbled into this was a guy from Olympia named Jeff Monson.
I'm talking to Doug Merlino. He's written a book called Beast, Blood, Struggle, and Dreams at the Heart of Mixed Martial Arts. So tell us about Jeff Monson. He got started here in the Pacific Northwest.
Jeff has been fighting since the 90s. He went to high school in Olympia, wrestled at Oregon, and he got a master's degree in psychology. After college, he moved back to Olympia, got married to his high school sweetheart, had some kids. And so in the mid-90s, he's working as a social worker. He drifts up to Seattle, decides, hey, I want to try something different, and lands in this gym run by Matt Hume. Jeff Monson starts training there, gets very good at grappling. He starts fighting. His first pro fight was in a warehouse in Vancouver, BC, a legal fight, and he won that. And he really got a thrill out of this. Goes on to become pretty big fighter here. He also is an outspoken anarchist, covered from head to foot in tattoos. He's actually graffitied the Washington State Capitol building with an anarchy symbol.
Which is not going over well in the mixed martial arts world among some people, as I understand. They find his anarchist beliefs kind of offensive.
Sure. I realize with him is even if 80% of people don't like your beliefs, the 20% who do like you...
Really like
yes.
you.
Yes. So anyways, after many, many misadventures, he is 40 years old in 2011. There's a famous Russian fighter named Fedor Emelianenko. And Fedor has not lost a fight for 8 years. He's fighting in Japan. He's fighting in the U.S. He loses 3 fights in a row. Fedor retreats to Russia, where he's regrouping, and they decide, you know, we're going to build you back up. We need a fighter with a good name, but someone you can beat. Jeff Monson fits the bill. Jeff, being an anarchist with communist leanings, is extremely happy to go to Russia. So he goes for this fight, and this is in 2011. It's in the Moscow Olympic Arena, 22,000 people.
And in the first round...
breaks his leg.
His leg is broken.
Yes.
But that doesn't stop him.
No, he keeps fighting. He fights all 3 rounds. His lower lip is cleaved in two. He's bleeding. He looks a mess. Vladimir Putin is in the front row watching. But Jeff lasts out the fight. He takes a pretty bad beating. His cornermen go in and drag him out of the arena, take him to the hospital. And Russian fans really took to Jeff's Facebook page. Thousands were writing, you know, it's not you, Jeff. We respect you. You're a very brave man. You're a sportsman. And this launches his kind of rise to stardom in Russia, where he's on their Tonight Show. You know, I've been there with him in St. Petersburg when, you know, I call like Beatlemania. Teenage girls are running up to him. People are stopping their cars to get out. And he is this guy from Olympia, a social worker from Olympia who's a superstar in Russia.
And he gets a phone call from Putin.
Yeah, exactly. The phone rings and it's Putin who says, you know, thank you. That was a very brave fight. You're a brave man. You're always welcome in Russia. You're a real man and we respect you.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Jeff Monson is now in his early 40s. Is he still able to fight competitively at that age in this really taxing sport?
No, he's still fighting a lot, too much, but he's really lost a step. So, you know, it happens with a minority of fighters. It's addictive. It's a thrill. I talked about this to Jeff. We were at one of his, we were backstage at a fight and there's 12,000 people. And he says to me, you know, think of this, man, like in 5 years, I'm gonna be shopping at Walmart and we're gonna be like, was this a dream? Did this even happen? And you can see why people don't want to let that go. But at this point, you know, your skills diminish and it's time to retire.
Has mixed martial arts peaked? Do you think it's still a sport that's going to get even bigger?
I think it's saturated in the U.S., but what is happening overseas is massive expansion in Brazil, in Russia, in Europe, in Asia. And there's a big push to make it a global sport. And I think it's something that with mixed martial arts, every culture that has a indigenous martial art can understand this and bring their own kind of spin to it. So who knows how far it goes.
Duck Molino, he's the author of Beast, Blood, Struggle, and Dreams at the Heart of Mixed Martial Arts. Still to come, Vaughn Palmer is going to talk about the new Canadian government, which takes office next week, and some of the challenges they'll have settling some issues with the United States. This is The Record.